Phantom Family Podcast.
Why, hello there, friends. I am Tori Phantom here with my husband, Jimothy.
Hey, you guys. I am Jimothy.
It's true. He is, and you are listening to yet another episode of the Phantom Family Podcast, as you just heard in the intro.
The world-famous Phantom Family Podcast, might I add. We've got listeners all over the world. I've seen our analytics. I don't know if you've paid attention or looked at them.
I don't know how.
I have. I can show them to you.
Okay.
Probably after this. But hello, everyone. I just wanted to join you here and introduce Tori Phantom.
They think they know me, Jim.
They probably do know you.
I think they know me.
But I've got some questions for you, Tori Phantom.
Oh, goodness.
This is a special episode.
I have no idea what's going on.
It's
going
to be just a quick one.
Jim said, come sit down. We're doing a podcast.
I'm going to interview you.
Oh, gosh.
It's an interview with the Phantom.
I'm worried.
Nope, not that button. An interview with the Phantom.
Okay, that sound made me feel better about the situation. Trauma dome. Oh, God.
Tell me about your worst memory. I'm just kidding. We don't have time for that.
I'm not in therapy.
Actually.
Right now.
Well, you're about to be.
Oh, good.
I have one major question for you.
Yeah.
I've been very busy this week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working a lot.
Yes.
I've had two company dinners. And I just have one question for you, Tori Phantom.
Yes.
How you doing? How's your week been? I miss you.
Oh, I've had a pretty long week, honestly. I've been really tired. I told you yesterday was a very rough morning in the Phantom family household. It was,
You see,
I woke up at about a little before 5 in the morning. I had to pee.
Which is far earlier than you would normally want to wake up.
Yes, yes. If you wake up before your alarm goes off and you look at your clock and you're like, oh, cool, I have time back to sleep more, that's like a gift.
Can I just say, if my alarm is set for like 7 o'clock and I roll over in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh no, what time is it? And I see that it's like 2:45. It's like, oh, this
it's
is
like
a blessing.
A gift, yes. So, okay. So it was like 5 in the morning. I had to pee and I get up, like I'm leaving the bathroom and I run into Pumpkin Pie, who's going into the bathroom, and it was like, wow, fancy seeing you here at this time. And I went back to bed. Now I had assumed that Pumpkin Pie did, but I think what had happened, have you ever had those times where you wake up and you think it's a time that it isn't?
Yes, I will finish this story. I'm going to tell you about one of those for myself.
So that is what I think happened, is that because she saw me, that she was like, oh, it must be time to get up. Because I hadn't explicitly said go back to bed because it was still dark out. And I was like, I'm just going to go back to bed.
You're not even really awake.
Right. I was just in that like stupor of like midnight. Like I woke up and have to pee. Right. So I go back to bed, but I think that she thought it was time to get up. And so I am back asleep. And so some time had passed and I was sleeping in our 3-year-old's bed, which might sound weird, but she's got a full-size bed. She's a small human.
She has a full-size bed, and she is not a full-size person.
No, so she's a very tiny human. I have a whole lot of room
in that
bed.
Although the other one sleeps in a twin size, and she's not a twin. I sleep in a queen size, and I am not a queen.
I think you're a queen.
Thank you.
So I sleep downstairs, and it makes it a lot easier in the mornings as well. So I am sleeping in the bed with the 3-year-old. And my 9-year-old comes bursting in going, Mom, there's dust on my shirt. And like, she's mad. And
truly
I was
the
like,
end of the world.
I was like, what are you talking about? And she said, I'm getting dressed and this shirt you set out for me is covered in dust. And I was like, I'll deal with that when I'm ready to get up. Like, it's not really important right now. Like, I'm literally like half asleep. I haven't even opened my eyes. I'm just like, my goal in this conversation is to get her back to bed. But I think I was so half asleep that I didn't realize she was up and getting ready for school unnecessarily early. And so she sighs and she leaves the room, right? Sometime later, comes back in yelling about this dust on a t-shirt. And I'm like, bro, like you're going to wake your sisters up because Squirrely Girl, our 5-year-old, sleeps in a different bed in that room. And I'm like, you're going to wake them up, right? But she did wake up Squirrely Girl, who promptly went into Pumpkin Pie's room with her, right? So the two of them left the room. And honestly, I was like, I don't even care. Like, I'm going back to sleep. But Squirrely Girl and Pumpkin Pie are besties and they do get a little out of control. So they're like joking around and laughing and having fun, which during waking hours, I love that sound, right? But I'm trying to sleep. This particular day was a weird situation. So I was going to be able to sleep in a little bit later, right? But that did not happen because my kids were being crazy. So again, still at this time, I did not know exactly what time it was, but I was thinking it must have been after 6 because why else would they be up so early? So normally we get up around 7. So I was finally like, I was so frustrated listening to these kids be so loud. And I checked the clock on my phone and it was like 5:50. And I am like, what is going on right now? So I was mad. And I get up and I cross the hall to the Pumpkin Pie's room and I flick the light off. And I was like, you need to go to bed now, which is like literally as aggressive as my voice gets.
Especially when you're tired.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it sounded like, you need to go to bed.
Honestly. I
was your lips never even like uncoupled.
Yeah. I don't even know that my eyes were open, but I was like, you guys need to go back to bed, right? So Squirrely Girl like darts back across the hall and dives into bed, goes to sleep. Pumpkin Pie goes to bed. And I'm like, all right, I have time to sleep. But again, now I'm like awake and having a hard time. I'm falling back asleep. So I must have got like 20 minutes of sleep extra. And I wake up and I had a migraine because I was up all night essentially. And so I brought the kids to school, got home, and I went back to bed.
That's good. So let me tell you about a time when I did something similar to that. When I was 21. Maybe 22. Doesn't matter. I was in my early 20s and I was working at a factory and I worked night shift. It was 12-hour shifts, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. So there was a day that I will let me preface this too. I used to work 3-day weekends. So I would either work 3 days, off 2, work 2, and then be off 3, work 2, off 2, and it would just reverse. So technically, 1 week you work 3 days, like the next week you work 4. It was shift work. It was a factory. It's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So there was one time, I think it might have been a Tuesday, it might have been a Saturday. I don't remember. I think it was definitely one of the first days back after a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
And excuse me, I woke up. Well, on those weekends too, my sleep schedule would get all out of whack because you'd try
to get back to a day shift.
Yeah, I'd be hanging out with my friends during the day, my girlfriend, whatever the case was. And I was sleeping, and I went to sleep at the nighttime the night before. I wake up the next day, and I notice that it is like 6:15. Where I lived was about a 30-minute drive into town to where I worked. And on top of that, I had to shower and get ready and everything. And it was just like all of a sudden an immediate nightmare. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go. So I had the TV on, and that was what had alerted me. I saw the clock on the TV. I go and I jump into the shower. I get ready. I'm getting dressed. I'm coming out, and I'm going to put my clothes on, and I notice the clock again on the TV, and it's like 6:25. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to be pushing it. And then I notice the clock is on Good Morning America. And I realized, hang on a second. It is 6:25 a.m. I was like, oh, man. Like, I was, like, panicking in the shower, like, scrubbing my hair. Like I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be late. And it was literally, it was dark outside. It was never dark for me when I went to work.
Right.
But I woke up, I saw the time, and I was, like, immediate panic. And it was like, ah.
I did that. I did something similar to pumpkin pie when I was in school. I'll never forget this because I woke up. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to be late for school. Like that panic when you wake up and you're not awake yet, but you're panicking. And I'm like, I'm going to be late for school. I need to get ready, right? And I'm getting ready. And I flick the TV on because when I was a kid, like, you know, latchkey kid of the 90s, no one helped me get up in the morning. Like I was on my own. I would get up on my own. I would get myself ready. I would pack all my stuff and I would get on the bus. My parents never even got up to like check on me, you know?
See, for me, my aunt would turn on my light. But yeah, everything no, else,
my
I
parents
did, I
just
did everything else myself.
Fully expected me to do everything independently, like from the time I was like 9, 10 years old. So like a pumpkin's pie's age, I was
pumpkin's
on my
pies.
Pumpkin's pie. At her age, I was literally like just up on my own doing everything. And so I remember I was probably like 12-ish. And I woke up and I was like, I'm going to be late for school. And I'm like panicking and I get in the shower. I'm trying to get dressed. But so what I would do in the mornings is I would flick the TV on. Right. And I'd navigate over to like the Disney Channel or whatever. There'd be something.
See,
on.
For me, it was VH1 or MTV. I was listening to
music.
I
did that when I got into high school. I did that. But this is why I distinctly remember this was middle school because I was putting on like kids stuff. Right.
Makes sense.
And so I put on like Disney Channel. And, you know, like back in the day, you would know the TV schedule, what to expect on it. 100%. And so I remember like I'd flick the TV on, hopped in the shower. I get out of the shower and I go and I look and Even Stevens was on. And I'm like, even Stevens doesn't play at this time. That's weird. Like, that's suspicious. And so I was very concerned because I was like, what is going on with this? Like, why is even Stevens playing? And at that point, like, I'd already been up for 20, 30 minutes getting ready. And at that point, I was like, even Stevens. And then I looked and it was like literally 1:30 in the morning. And I was like, oh. And so I turned that TV off and went back to bed.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If I had already gotten dressed too, I would have left them clothes on.
I absolutely did. But yeah, so that was my move.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Even Stevens.
All right, Satori Phantom, I have another question for you.
Okay.
All right. What's the funniest thing that's happened to you this week?
Funniest
moment of your week.
This week.
This is our weekly catch-up.
I'm feeling really stressed out about that question.
Honestly, we should do this every week. No. We should put out another episode every week, just the weekly catch-up.
I don't know.
You didn't have any funny moments this week.
That I've had a big laugh this week.
I had one really big one at the radio station. Would you like me to tell mine while you
Please tell yours. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to think because now I'm stressing about this question.
Well, all my friends out there are going to listen. So friends, gather around while I tell you the tale. So where I work at the radio station, we have a giant radio antenna, which is how my Kentucky mouth says it. We have a big broadcast tower, and it is covered in buzzards. Buzzards, vultures, turkey buzzards.
Oh, I heard about this at your dinner.
They are one of my coworkers' husbands got pooped on yesterday.
They're 30-pound birds.
30 pounds each, and there are at least 100 of them that roost on it. So that's 30 times 100 is at least 300 pounds, if not 3,000. So that's extra weight that's on the tower. That's bad for it. And they go up at the top.
That's dangerous for everyone in the area.
It is dangerous. It's a very tall tower. And they will pick up small animals. They will puke on you.
Oh.
They will, and the worst part about the buzzards, they will regurgitate. And if one does it, it will signal the entire flock to do it. You ever heard of the Kentucky meat rain?
Yes.
I'll tell you about that some more time over on Bizarro Bluegrass, my Jimothy Strange podcast about the weird stuff in Kentucky where I talk like this. So the, but the all those buzzards are there. So the radio station, they called the like Fish and Wildlife, like the game wardens and what have you. And they said to get in contact with something to do with the USDA. So they asked, they said, what can we do? You know, we can't shoot at them because we're in the middle of town in city limits. We can't fire a gun here anyway. You know, we can't, there's a lot of stuff that you can't do because they are, I don't know if they're protected animals because they're just
buzzards.
Yeah. They're, what is that? What is the word for the bottom feeders like catfish and lobsters and the ones that eat the other stuff, the
bottom
leftovers.
Feeders?
No, there's literally a word for it. I can't
scavengers?
Think of it. Yes, scavengers. Because they are just scavengers. So, but they will poop on you, they will puke on you, and they will steal your tiny Yorkshire Terrier. Don't have a Yorkshire Terrier
is
near those
real
buzzards.
Life?
That is 100% real
that's
life.
Scary.
Cats, small.
So where are we getting
beavers?
To the funny part?
So we get to the funny part because the what the official agency told them to do to get rid of the buzzards was to get laser pointers, just garden variety, PetSmart laser pointers, shine them at the buzzards. That will make them mad and disturb them, and that will make them go away. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
There is video on the radio station's Facebook that proves otherwise, but they went out there, and they were trying to get me to come over at like 5:30 that day. I said, I would love to come shine lasers at ugly birds with you. I said, but I will be at work at my other job, and unfortunately, I can't take off for this. Which I don't get me wrong, I would have loved to, but they were talking amongst themselves, and I had like walked over to the edge of the room to look and see if there were any buzzards on the tower at that moment, and they were discussing all the things they could do, and the one lady she goes, well, they said we can only shoot. She's like, we can only do the lasers. Yeah, we can only do the lasers until the 28th. So. So I just
what
chimed
happens
in
after the 28th.
I don't know. I didn't find that part out, but I wondered
that,
and I chimed in with just one of my casual one-liners. I said, "Oh, is that when laser season ends?" Like, because there's all the different hunting seasons, like bow season, yeah, and black powder season, and all that, and you know, just kind of, oh, is that when laser season ends? And everybody in the room like erupted in laughter, and I was like, I didn't even think that was that good. I feel well received here.
Yeah,
everybody. Like cracked up in there, and I was like, I'm gonna ride that high for a while. I'm gonna tell this story.
You're like, hey, I was funny.
Yeah. So okay, I entertained people. All right.
Funny moments of the week. The kids are funny in kid ways. They do have me laughing. I don't remember any standout jokes because you put me on the spot. Again, I have no idea what Jim is asking me on this podcast. And as Jimothy knows, I'm a planner when it comes to talking about things because I get stressed out when I'm put on the spot.
I just wanted to hang out with you and just have a little chat and just document it at least. I'm here for it. But I love you.
But I will tell you, now that you're talking about radio stuff, so we went to this holiday dinner for the radio, and
this is a good one. This might be your funniest moment, actually.
Yeah, there was this kiddo. I say kiddo, but she's a teenager. And so we get to the dinner, and she didn't know that I was Jimothy's spouse, and she was... Well,
no,
her mom.
No, she knows because her mom has definitely said,
I didn't know. I
work
know.
With Tori Fanham's husband, you know.
Yeah, okay, I didn't
always
know
trying
that.
To get that like that, yeah, that cool, yeah. So, cool mom.
So her mom comes up to me and is like, my daughter is a big fan and her friend is a huge fan, right? And I'm like, oh, and her daughter's like, no, like, can I get a picture with you like to rub this in my friend's face? Like, that was like the funniest part of it to me was that this kid wasn't like, can you send my friend a video saying hello? No, she was like, I want to rub this in my friend's face. And like, that's how all my friendships are, is just kind of like that kind of like roasting each other, mm-hmm. just that kind of ridiculous
that's
humor.
That's how our marriage is.
Yes, honestly. And so that made me laugh. And I was like, absolutely, we will do this. And so when dinner was over, she's like, well, can I grab a selfie with you? And I was like, yeah. So we take a selfie and then we're like, wait, like, let's do this better. And so there was like some decorations. We were in like this barbecue restaurant, this private room.
It was the radio company dinner last night.
And so... we grabbed like these candy cane decorations and we made a heart with them. And so we took all of these silly festive photos together for her to send to her friend to be like, I'm hanging out with Tori Phantom. And it was freaking adorable and fun. And then her friend sent her a Snapchat video where she was just losing her mind and it was adorable. So if you're her friend and you're somehow hearing this right now, DM me on Instagram and I will say hello to you as well.
What if Grace DMs you though?
Absolutely. I would say hello to her again too. Yeah.
You're a good friend.
I try to be.
I did see because I do have the access to the Instagram account for the Tori.Phantom on my phone, even though I don't use it. I created it and set it up originally.
Yeah, I didn't know how to use
and
Instagram.
Then gave you the credentials. Right. I don't use it, but I get all the notifications for it. Yeah. So I did see that you are now friends with the morning show host's wife.
Yes.
It was funny because when I went in there today on my lunch break, he had said, he was like, yeah, he's like, Lori was saying, I was like, I could be friends with Tori. I like Tori. And it was, and everybody was very, like, you were the talk of the town. When I went in, the morning show host, you know, that you were there for. Yeah,
that I took over for that one day.
Yeah, you were a guest for those couple of hours. Good Lord, look at my arm. What is that?
Why do you have hives?
I don't know, because I'm a beekeeper. But... she was just like going on and on and on talking about how awesome your makeup was.
Oh.
And like and she's like, oh, I don't know how. Like it just all comes together. And she's like, and there was one where it was like there was this white on the eyelids and everything, and then it just turned into this magic. And I was just like, oh, I don't know how. I said, here's the thing. And she was like, how does Tori do that? I said, a year ago, Tori wasn't really good at it.
No, I was not.
I said, here's
the
thing. I practiced
every day.
I said, when I first met Tori, Tori did a lot of art. I said, Tori is great with sketching and markers and doing art like that. I said, Tori really loves painting on canvas, but it's not the strongest suit to me anyway. I love your art, but I've never liked anything you've ever put on canvas, and I'm fine putting that on record.
Paint isn't my best thing. I enjoy painting, but I'm a lot better with like marker art.
Yeah.
Anything where it comes to blending color.
Exactly. And, you know, and I'm not saying that like, oh, you're not talented. I'm just saying that's not necessarily your medium. But I then said, and I said that, I said, but all that knowledge of color blending and how to put things together, I said, that translated even better when you use your face as the canvas somehow. I said, all of that is perfect with the makeup.
Are you saying you like my makeup?
I love your makeup. I think you're wonderfully talented at it.
Thank you.
And so does everybody else. Everybody over there is just always impressed by you. And I'm like, I work here too.
You know, it's really, I don't even work there. It's funny to me though, it's because true. As somebody with like really bad anxiety and I really struggle in social situations, like the entire dinner last night, I was trying so incredibly hard, and I was literally like at a 10 out of 10 anxiety, because everything that I said, I was like, I'm talking too much. I'm talking too much about myself. I'm talking too much about this. I'm not saying enough. Am I controlling my volume properly? Am I doing this right? Am I handling, like, every single word that came out of my mouth, I was second guessing and so incredibly stressed about. And after we left, through today, I've like kicked myself thinking Jim's coworkers think I am awful.
Nope.
So thank you for the validation, because I was terrified all last night.
No, everybody loves you. Everybody loves you. There are probably people out there who don't. And they do leave comments.
They leave comments to make sure that I know they don't like me.
They do leave a few. But I am happy that I could kind of help your mental health with this, which is a good segue, because our next episode will be about mental health and parenting. So keep an eye on your podcatchers for that one. But I do have one more question, Tori Phantom.
What is your question, Timothy?
My question for you, which I'm going to answer before I hear your answer,
okay,
is what is one of the cutest moments of the week for you this week, Tori Phantom? Again, I, Timothy, will answer first. My cutest moments are many of the mornings wherein the youngest baby of ours, whose name is
Beanie Baby,
correct? Testing
you. Keep up with these things.
That was a secret fourth question for you. Beanie Baby, she comes up while you get the other girls ready for school.
And I send her up.
I know, but she comes up and she snuggles in my bed, and she's just very cuddly and very snuggly. Sometimes
she always hugs the arm and gives it a kiss, and then she goes, I love you.
She does that. She like, oh.
It's always the arm. She loves hugging arms.
The other night she did that, and she was like, Dad, so much. I love you. And I thought, I was like, thank you, Yoda. I love you so very much too. But I like when she does that. This morning, the yawn squirrely girl came up and was jumping on the bed and like flicking the light on and off, being like, it's morning. Wake up. It's morning. Wake up. And I was like, I am awake, dude. I'm like, do you need me to come downstairs for something? And she was just like, it's morning.
Do you know why?
I have no idea why.
Because I literally told her that she needed to simmer down and quiet down because other people were sleeping in the house. And she apparently said, bet.
Oh, so she probably was just like, no, I want to make noise. So I'm just going to go make sure he's awake.
Yes,
and then I can be as noisy as I want.
I don't know if you recall, but I came upstairs and was like, you need to come downstairs because we need to get ready for school.
I
did hear
you. I heard you say that. And I heard you say, like, I told you not to wake him up. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm good.
Yeah. I was like, I literally was like, don't go wake daddy up. I was like, you got to be quiet because daddy is sleeping.
It's that board game.
I was like, you're going to wake daddy up if you don't quiet down. And she's like, I'll just go wake him up.
Well, the funny thing about that is that she actually woke me up and I never went back to sleep. I did snuggle with the baby when she came upstairs for a little bit, but we also end up just kind of getting up.
For sure.
So are you ready? Tell me one of your cutest moments of the week.
Can I tell you lots of cute moments? Because although I struggled to think of funny moments, I have a lot of cute moments.
Good.
You know, some of our best friends had a baby. That baby is very, very cute.
That is a lovely time. She looks like a doll, like a literal baby doll.
I know she does. And I was like, what a sweet little baby bean. And she goes, we've decided to call her a crazen because she's all wrinkly. And I was like, I love it. Sweetest little crazen I ever did see.
What did we call the middle one? We called her Mousy because she was just so quiet.
Because of her noises.
She was just so meek and quiet and mild and not anything like that anymore.
Yeah, we were like, she's going to be such like a mild-tempered, quiet child. Boy, were we wrong. Other cute things. One of my favorite things, I gotta tell you, Jim, one of my favorite things.
Let's hear it.
Is picking the kids up from school.
That's my least favorite thing in the world because I hate traffic.
Let me tell you why. Particularly pumpkin pie, because as you know, our kids go to different schools that get out at different times.
Yep.
So when I go to pick up pumpkin pie, I already have Squirrely Girl in the car and I'm Beanie Baby, but Squirrely Girl and pumpkin pie, they sit next to each other in the car. And so when I pick up pumpkin pie, one of my favorite things, like a highlight of every day of my life, is when I pick up pumpkin pie, they get in the car and I always turn the volume off on the radio. Why?
Because you're listening to foul-mouthed music, probably. Gangsta rap.
No.
You're not listening to Eazy-E.
I don't know who that is. What I'm doing is I like to listen to their small talk. The second we pick pumpkin pie up.
You're eavesdropping.
Yes. Squirrely Girl and Pumpkin Pie, they catch up on their days because they haven't seen each other all day. And after the pandemic of being home for 2 years.
Together with each other
24 hours a day, they miss each other. And so as soon as we get pumpkin pie, the two of them play catch up immediately. And so the other day we get pumpkin pie and we're in the car, right? And I hear Squirrely look over to Pumpkin and she goes, "So, did you make any new friends today?" It was just like so sweet. And so they just sit there and they just catch up on their days together. And sometimes they have something to tell me, but usually they don't care about me. They just care about each other. And I love listening to the banter between the two of them because it's so stinking cute.
That does sound adorable.
I love it. I love it so much. And I had another cute thing. Oh, I remember the cute thing. I almost forgot it, but I remember it now. So I had a moment yesterday at the school. Both my kids were in the same school for a day. Long story, doesn't matter. But when I went to pick them up, there was like confusion because there was a communication issue. It's not a big deal. It was resolved. But they were like, because we are not totally understanding the situation for your other child being here. We're not comfortable giving you a child that we don't know belongs to you. Which, like, was it inconvenient? Yeah. But am I thankful that the school was like, actually, because we're unsure, we're going to make you do some extra steps here. Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, please keep kids safe. So I had to park the car. I had to get Beanie Baby out of the car. I had to go to the front office and pick up my other kids, right? And so the two big ones, they come out. But Beanie Baby, like, runs in to be with Squirrely Girl's teacher. Because she's like, "Oh, hey, like, you're an adult and I think you're cool and fun." And as you know, Beanie Baby is a social butterfly.
She is a friendly little
monkey. She is. And she has this little, awesome. We call it the booty dance. Because she kind of puts her arms up in a chicken dance fashion and she puts her knees together and she kind of does, if you've ever seen, that's exactly what I was about to say. It's kind of like the tootie tot dance, but that's just kind of become her NPC move. Like, if it's her default, if nothing is happening.
It's like her Fortnite dance.
She is tootie totting. And so she like was excited because there was teachers and she went and she stood by them and she's doing the tootie tot dance. And the teacher was like, "I know that she has no reason to be in preschool, but perhaps we could have her check to see if there's a reason to have her in preschool early because this baby needs to be in school. We need more of this baby love." I thought that was the cutest thing ever because our babies are pretty stinking cute.
She is. You know, she's got to learn to talk better. She talks a lot.
She talks so much.
I don't always know what she says, but she has full-on conversations.
Oh, I understand it pretty well. And if I don't, understand some of it. Squirrely Girl understands better than anybody because the two of them are besties, mm-hmm. right? But probably me and Squirrely Girl can decipher anything she's trying to tell us. But Beanie Baby and I, we took a walk the other day because I woke up as I was in a really bad mental space. This was the day that I did not get enough sleep because I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning about a dusty shirt, which was not dusty, by the way. There was just some fuzz on it from the dryer. It was lint.
It was dryer lint.
It was lint. But
get over it, kid.
I was having such a hard time that morning. And a lot of times I kind of give in to my anxiety and I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to give up on my day and lay on the couch. But that day I was like, I'm sick of doing this. Like, cause I've had a lot of bad days recently. And I was like, I'm going to try something different. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try. And so I got up. And I pushed through just getting myself dressed. And I got Beanie Baby dressed. I said, "Let's go for a walk." And we went for a walk and we got some coffee. Well, she didn't get coffee. She ordered a cold hot chocolate. And they were like, "Cold hot chocolate?" And
that's just like a frozen Yoo-hoo.
Well, I was like, "Do you mean chocolate milk?" And she's like, "No, cold hot chocolate." And I was like, "Chocolate milk?
Can you just
throw some
ice cubes in a hot chocolate?"
And she's like, "Cold hot chocolate." I said, "Lemonade?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'd love lemonade." And then they were out of lemons, so she got chocolate milk.
Did you go to Vibe for that?
We did.
I always get a notification on my phone when you go there for some reason.
I don't know why, but yeah, so we went to Vibe.
Do you have to give a phone number? Actually, I'm just curious on this.
No, it's the app. You know those places you go that are connected to iPads?
Yeah.
Those are connected to your phone number. So.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we went over there, and I don't remember why I started telling the story.
You were talking about how you guys had a full conversation walking
back.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So the entire time that we walked, it's about a little over a mile walk round trip. This child talked my ear off the entire time. And I have to say, it was such an enjoyable experience because oftentimes, I mean, up until very recently, you know, a few weeks ago when the other kids went back to school, Beanie Baby and I had never really had one-on-one time.
Yeah.
Because it's been, you know, we've all been home.
You have
one
on one time with the one when you take her to the hospital for like Jelly Belly days.
I have one on one time with the other because she stays up later and her and I hang out and talk.
And like you've had a couple of travels.
Yeah.
So you've had some time.
Exactly. But with Beanie Baby, we haven't had the time. And it was just like, it was so fun to just take a walk with her and to, like, I'm telling you, if you have toddlers, take a walk with them and let them, like, listen to them when they're telling you all the stuff they see, because they're just so, everything in the world is new to them and they're so amazed. And we saw several dogs and, like, just different colors. There was, like, a statue of a lion in someone's driveway.
I love those lions.
She, like, stopped. She took a moment to pet it and say how much she loved it. Like, the wonderment that you can get out of a child's eyes is incredible. But I will end the Beanie Baby love on this note. This is how wonderful this little human is. So, as you know, I do therapy on Zoom every week the other day. So I always, right before I go to therapy, I give the baby, I put her on, have her watch a TV show or movie, right? Because, like, I kind of need time to talk for an hour.
Yeah, it's like we don't have a baby flitter, but we got Netflix.
Right, exactly. And, like, I keep the door open. So often, every single therapy session, we do see Beanie Baby. But so I'm sitting there on therapy, and Beanie Baby comes up, and she looks at my therapist, and she looks, and she goes, "She's so beautiful." Aww. And I was like, "She's so beautiful." She goes, "Yeah, she is." And then she just left. And my therapist, I could see, like, how much that meant to her. It was so stinking cute. But anyway, yeah, my kids are the biggest joy in my world. So
it's true. They are awesome.
They're awesome. I like them a lot.
We love them.
10 out of 10 would recommend having kids. Unless you don't want kids. If you don't want kids, then, like,
don't have
kids, because that would not be joy for you.
No, it would not be joy.
It would not be joy. So don't do that.
Be the opposite of joy.
Yeah.
It would be
child-free by choice is a valid option.
Yep.
But if you want kids and you have them, like, take them for walks or something.
And if you want some, find nieces or nephews or just friendly local kids at the park.
Nope. Who, don't do that. Family.
No, I'm saying you approach the parents and you go with a business concept.
We're not going to do that.
It's rent a kid.
We're not renting kids.
Come on. They probably did it in, like, a movie or something.
Timothy, this is getting weird.
No, I'm saying,
I think we ought to put this to bed.
Listen, I used to take my little cousin out, and I would take him to the mall to, like, try and pick up chicks as, like, you know, playing the whole single dad thing.
This never happened.
It did happen a couple of times.
What?
I took the cousin who named you Tori Phantom when he was, like, 3 or 4. We used to hang out.
Oh, God.
We used to hang out at the mall and, like, Walmarts and McDonald's, and just take him around and just hang out. And he was my son for the day.
I'm going to tell your aunt on you.
I mean, I probably had to have her permission to take him with me. I don't know.
Yeah, but 15 years later, if she knew you were trying to use her kid as a baby to try to pick up chicks at Walmart.
I'd take him now to pick up chicks, but that wouldn't work. That would not work.
Wouldn't work.
Why wouldn't it work, Tori?
Listen.
The fact that we're married is not your first answer, like, immediately. Not that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forget about that all the time, too. I wake up at strange people's houses and be like, I'm married.
Who would have thunk?
By strange people's houses, I mean literally ours.
I think we ought to put this to bed because it's getting weird.
We are getting, that's what happens when you get tired. It's getting late.
It's getting weird.
It's the witching hour and you start to get tired.
To be clear, it's 10 o'clock in the evening.
Right now, but they don't need to know that. They might be listening to it at a different time.
That as parents, that's too late for us.
All right, listen, if you're listening to this at any time that's not 10:07 p.m., I swear if it's 10:09 p.m., you put this on pause, you come back to it tomorrow night. And then it will be the right time to listen to it. But I just wanted to check in with you. Just have a quick chat.
I'm so glad we did
this. Hang out
with
everybody. So we are going to put it to bed. I am Jimothy. You can find me on all the socials if you want to. I don't care if you do or not.
Just find him through me. And you can find me. I'm Tori Phantom on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Tori.Phantom on Instagram, Real Tori Phantom, Snapchat, whatever. You find me. You know how to find me, besties. All right, but we're going to put this to bed. So good night.
Have a great, wonderful night.
Sweet dream, sweetie.
Here, I'm going to splash this water on your face, and you're going to go to La La Land. Good night.